embassy there. They've reported some incidents which have caused a variety of physical symptoms.
Spokesman Heather Nauert said that the two Cubans were asked to leave the U.S. on May 23rd after Americans in Cuba reported those incidents. Two Eastern Arkansas police officers will not face charges in the fatal shooting of a black teenager outside an emergency youth shelter, according to prosecutors. Body cam footage was released this week into that shooting.
Oh, man. I'm here to help you, dude. Remember I talked to you over at the walkway a couple weeks ago?
That was the scene as it unfolded. Aries Clark was holding a black BB gun that looked like a handgun and raised it at officers before he was shot on July 25th in Marion. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 37 points yesterday. It opens this morning for trading at 22,049. The Nasdaq's coming off an 18-point loss. Oil tried to regain some ground in international trading, up 39 cents a barrel. This is SRN News.
620 AM, KEXB, experts in business in North Texas.
Thursday, and welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. This is our, first of all, good morning, Michael, and thank you for doing such an outstanding job on all of the Glenn Campbell music yesterday.
You're very welcome.
Very much appreciated, and JP didn't get out of training in time, so we will have him back when we come back from our summer hiatus. Have a little summer break next week, so actually summer break starting tomorrow, and then all of next week. So, Michael, I believe they're going to be running, y'all are going to be running some of the best of shows.
That's
for
right.
us.
Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that'll be great. I've got my son in as a co-host with me today. CJ, can you tell everybody hello?
Hello.
Okay, well, that is some enthusiasm from a soon-to-be eighth grade CJ.
Yeah, I didn't even hear it.
Oh, okay, you got to say it a little bit louder, CJ.
Hi.
A little bit better? Do we have Frank from Money in the Bank with Frank on?
Good morning, 6:20 a.m. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning from 6:20 a.m. at 6 o'clock a.m., my friend. And I know it's super early there in New York. Frank, okay, I'm going to give you credit.
I'm actually in Vermont today. I'm in the great state of Vermont today. I'm here for a captive insurance conference, and that's basically I know a lot of people here of self-insurance, and that's just working on that a little bit this week.
Well, very cool, very cool. So, yeah, we always call you the world traveler, so you're always somewhere cool all the time. A couple of things, Frank, and then we're going to get into your segment right after the break. You mm-hmm. actually broke a story yesterday that has actually ended in sanity. Did you hear about SMU? You're the one who broke the story. To me, you're the first one that alerted myself and JP to it on Facebook about SMU and the whole 9/11 memorial and them not wanting to use that certain segment of the lawn. Do you remember?
I remember vividly. I was pretty irritated about it.
You were like, "Are you serious?"
I spent a significant amount of time in that library. I went to the University of Dallas, which is another private Catholic school down the way. And we had a terrible library, so I spent more than just an hour or two in that library. So I was a little irritated when I read that article.
Yeah, and I was so appreciative that you tagged myself and Judge Payton in that article. And literally after you tagged us in that article, and I read it, and I was like, "This is ridiculous. This can't be happening." It went viral on Facebook. I mean, it went all over the place. And good news to report today that, and I like this, the college Republicans at SMU and the college Democrats at SMU, and then I believe, and you may know this more than me, Frank, since you did spend time on that campus, it's like Mustangs for Life, one of the alumni groups, have all three come together, and the decision has been reversed by SMU, so I'm glad to hear that. I think they listen to the voice of the people. They listen to Governor Abbott. They listen to Money in the Bank with Frank because, you were literally the first friend of mine that put it out on Facebook. So thank you so much for drawing that story to our attention, and glad it's got a happy ending.
Yeah, me too. That's great news. I can't wait to mention that. Yeah.
Well, very cool. Well, so you're going to be talking today about owning a home versus renting a home and some of the different pluses and minuses on both sides of those. Is that correct?
That is right. That's right. I actually recently had a conversation with one of my old interns who, I'm happy to say, got a very good and productive job here at Sony as an analyst. And he and I met right at the day before my birthday. He gave me some tickets to the Yankee game. And I was, I asked him, I was like, hey, you want to go fishing sometime? Because I knew he went to LSU and he loved fishing. And he goes, I don't have time. I can't. I'm broke. So it prompted me to do a segment about, oh, you thought buying would be better than renting. Why don't we talk about that?
I love it. I love it. Well, I think that's going to be a topic of interest for folks, because then you've also got people who own homes. At one point in time, I know my husband, he owned a home and then rented a couple of homes. And so, you know, you've got kind of a big combination out there. And I think there's pros and cons on both sides. So I'm very anxious to talk about that with you, and so excited that we're ending our official summer session for the show with your segment, which is Money in the Bank with Frank. And folks, again, you know, we're very blessed on this show that we're able to pick and choose and have some friends and some people who we very much respect and trust wholeheartedly as sponsors and basically family members of the show. And Frank Kushner with Ensemble Financial, he's one of the good guys. If you need any kind of financial advice, he's your guy. I'll post Ensemble Financial's website on my Facebook Live feed, which for those of you who are kicking it old school on 620 AM The Dial, that is Kathy Partridge Warden. This will be a public post today, and you can go to Ensemble Financial. And Frank, what's that phone number to get in touch with you?
Sure, you can get us at 212-489-1800. Again, 212-489-1800. And we are currently switching our telephone provider, so if you do get some funny noises, that's probably us being ported over from one voice over IP provider to another.
There you go. Well, folks, you've been forewarned. Stay on the line, because Frank's always got great advice. Folks, we're 620 AM on KEXB, JP, Kathy, and the crew. And today we've got Money in the Bank with Frank. Can't say live from Wall Street, because he's live from Vermont today, folks. Anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Money in the Bank with Frank.
Your experts in business throughout North Texas. 620 AM, KEXB.
Good morning, friends. We take our first look at traffic for the morning here on 620 AM, KEXB. Watch for disabled vehicles. Got the left lane blocked in Dallas 35E northbound at Manana. Traffic is stopped back to Loop 12, Walton Walker, with delays of 5 to 10 minutes. Road work in the clearing stages going on in Irving 114 westbound at Beltline Road, and that's going to stop you back to the Bush Turnpike 161, delays of 5 minutes. And that's a look at traffic right here on 620 AM KEXB.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision. Education, advice, and planning. Education. Learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice. Get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning. Choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at wealthed.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Rodenbaugh's, Allen's oldest business, offers a full range of products for your home. All types of flooring, quartz, and granite countertops, tile backsplashes, mattresses, and multiple brands of appliances, including Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Amana. Stop in now to receive up to $1,600 in rebates when you purchase a kitchen full of KitchenAid appliances. See store for details. You can find us at Rodenbaugh's.com. Whether you are remodeling, replacing, or upgrading, you've got the hometown advantage at Rodenbaugh's. Mention JP, Kathy, and the crew and get free standard delivery.
Make your grilling great again. The evolution of sauce is here, and there's a new king of the jungle. Silverback Gorillin' Sauce. A unique name, a unique flavor. With a taste that alternates between sweet and spicy, you can use it as a base, as a marinade, or better yet, pour it on top of your meat as you're grilling, as the sauce thickens and begins to caramelize under the heat. Gluten-free and no high-fructose corn syrup. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin' on!
Yeah!
Lately, people have been asking, with the stock market at record highs, should I take my gains and get out, or will the market continue to go up? If you're retired or retiring soon, the most important thing is to be properly positioned to take advantage of gains when possible, while having a protective strategy in your plan in case of a crash. Don't miss the free Money Matters Retirement Seminar in Rockwall, Saturday, or Fort Worth, August 17th. Please reserve now at moneymatters.net. That's moneymatters.net, or call 800-994-0302.
This is 620 AM KEXB. Experts in business throughout North Texas.
Well, good morning, folks. Howdy, happy Thursday, and welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. JP sends his best, and he will be back with us after our summer break, which starts tomorrow and goes all next week. So Mr. Michael Clark will be playing some best of shows for us next week, and we really appreciate that. JP will be back then, and he'll be able to update us on his continuing ed classes that he has to take for being a justice of the peace. So we appreciate his service to Collin County in the state of Texas. And we've got my son, CJ Ward, in studio today. I won't even ask him to say hello again because it was kind of like pulling teeth the first time, huh?
Maybe he could say what up, dog, or something silly like that instead.
No, he is not a what up, dog kind of kid.
Exactly, though. That's the point. Kid. Have him something say out of some out of character.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, that would be way out of character for CJ. But we're really excited, folks, today to have Frank Kushner from Ensemble Financial with us, as always on Thursday. He is our financial expert, and he's the best of the best. And we always mention this, and since we're getting ready to go on summer break, and we won't have Frank on next week, we'll have him on, obviously, the following week. Just want to say that we're so fortunate. There's a lot of bad actors out there. There's a lot of folks who will take advantage of you, and Frank is not one of those people. He is an expert. He is a professional. He's the best of the best. And that's why we have him on our show every Thursday. We're very thankful that he's part of the JP, Kathy, and the crew family. And he's here to talk about yet another very interesting topic financially that affects all folks, because everybody, if you live in a home, you are either purchasing that home or renting. And he's going to tell you about the good, bad, and the ugly that goes with both of those. So good morning, Frank, from Vermont, correct?
Good morning. Speaking of continuing education, yeah.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, it is continuing education with Money in the Bank with Frank. So help us out. Yeah. Help us out.
Sure. So, you know, a lot of people, it's the American dream, right? Everyone wants to own their own home. But, you know, is it right for you? Do you really need to own your own home? Does it make sense to own your own home? Does it make sense to buy? Would you be better off renting? So these are some of the questions that you know go through everyone's head when they're trying to figure out whether or not they're ready. So it really needs to make sense financially. In addition to financially, it also needs to make sense. You know, I think in a couple other ways that I'm sure will come up as we go on. But you know, the mortgage can last anywhere from 5 to 30 years, depending on the home loan that you can afford and you qualify for. So a couple of things that you need to think about, and mortgages and down payments will be discussed a lot later, you know, a little later on in the show. But, you know, in general, the more money that you put down, the better your mortgage rate is going to be and the easier it's going to be to qualify for that mortgage. Another thing that you need to really consider, you know, as I mentioned before, not just financial, but are you emotionally ready to buy a home? I mean, it comes with a lot of baggage, a lot more decisions.
Tell us about that emotionally, because, you know, you always think of, you know, first time homeowner. And I remember, you know, back in the day when I purchased my first home, it was so exciting. So there is that emotional pull. So when you say, are you emotionally ready? I think everybody thinks they are. But explain that a little bit more, my friend.
Sure, sure. You know, it's more than just whether or not you should purchase the home. You've got to figure out, okay, what neighborhood do I want to live in? So what school districts are nearby? Can I afford a home in the school, in the neighborhood that has the school district I want to live in, right? Because you've got a lot of places, especially, you know, I know we have listeners all over the world, but in the case of your area, you've got one of the most amazing school districts, which I grew up in, was in Plano.
And you know what? Speaking of that, you did grow up in Plano ISD. Real quick side note, do you remember Karen McDonald, who was a subschool or who was the assistant principal, one of the assistant principals at Plano East Senior High?
I do not think that she was the subschool principal. Saviano.
Okay. That's right. You were there a little bit before I started teaching there. Interesting though. She went on to take Archie McAfee's place as the principal of Plano East Senior High. She used to be Clark High School. You mentioned Plano ISD, and this just popped into my head because this is a compliment to you. You and myself, Karen McDonald. I saw her at La Madeline yesterday, and I haven't seen her in forever. But she's a Facebook friend of mine now. She watches the show every day, and I was like, yeah, you've got money in the bank with Frank, who's a Plano East boy. And so you mentioned Plano ISD, and sure, you're right, some of the best leadership there, and Karen McDonald was certainly one of the just an amazing principal. And I just wanted to give that shout out since you are a former Plano ISD student.
Sure, indeed. And you've also got so many other great school districts in that area now. You've got, you know, Frisco, you've got Lovejoy, you've got so many different places now. And they all have their pluses and minuses, from what I understand, with some gifted and talented programs, all sorts of different things. So, you know, you need to make that decision. You know, if you've got small children or you're thinking about having small children, especially if you're going to be living there anywhere between 5 and 30 years. So that's one of them. Am I ready to devote time and attention to maintaining my home? Right. And this is one that a lot of people don't think about. You know, when you're renting a place and there's a leaky sink, a broken toilet, you've got to mow the lawn. If you can't do any of those, then you could expect, you need to add a substantial amount on your monthly budget to maintenance costs, you know, like a plumber or a handyman, because those costs are high. If they find out you can't do anything, they're going to, you know, they're going to, as I like to say, pencil whip you, right?
Exactly.
Oh, look. Oh, the flux capacitor is broken on the bottom of your tank.
You did not just say the flux capacitor. Frank, you're so cool.
So you've got that. You've got to deal with. And then am I really ready to commit to living in one place? Because as we said, this is a long-term play. I like to say that, you know, buying your house or living in your home it's not necessarily an investment, an asset that you want to consider for your retirement, but it is sort of. You know, you need to buy your house based on the other factors. The second part of it, as an investment, is more to the point that you're actually going to effectively pay yourself rent and then eventually get some of that money back. Maybe not all of it, but hopefully some of it back. But, you know, depending upon social issues, including, you know, relationships and how they either work or don't work, that can be an issue. But, you know, you got to maintain maintaining this large investment can be gratifying, but you have to be ready to trade weekends of being able to walk out and say, you know, the super's going to fix it, to trade those weekends for chores such as pulling weeds, cleaning gutters, shoveling snow,
ceiling counters, those types of things.
You're right, and that's the non-glamorous part of it, kind of a thing.
Very unglamorous. That's right. So that's the first part of the decision-making thing. Now you also have to consider home buying barriers. So now you have barriers to buying a home. So let's say that all those things fit into place: solid, steady relationship, children, exactly where you're going to be. Now we have to consider the actual home buying barriers. So the down payment, which is by far the very first and probably one of the most important things that's going to affect whether or not you can get a good mortgage and get a great rate. Down payment, survey numbers coming from Zillow, Housing Aspirations Report, a semi-annual survey which asks about 10,000 renters and homeowners in 20 areas across the country about their views on home ownership. This is the lump sum that you'll pay up front that funds equity in the property and proves to lenders that you've got skin in this game, right? Remember back, we'll talk about that in a minute. In the days leading up to the housing collapse, which is 2007, 2008, 2009, some lenders dismissed down payments altogether. And we saw how well that ended. And I'm not going to, specifically throw anyone under the bus, but during the administration prior to George Bush. Okay, I'll throw him under the bus.
I was going to say, you kind of did. Yeah, I was going to say, you're talking the Bill Clinton administration specifically.
Right. They,
yeah.
They said that it was every American's right to own a home and find a way to make it work. And so what did the investment houses and which caused the bailout, so what did the investment houses do? They came up with weird ways to finance these things by creating these CDOs, which collateralized debt obligations, collateralized mortgage obligations, these different esoteric debt vehicles that allowed the mortgage banks to, forego, in many cases, down payments altogether. And as we saw how that ended, you need to have some skin in the game, and now they want you to have some skin in the game. So the preferred amount for today's down payments is roughly 20%. Some loans allow down payments that are as low as 3%, depending upon whether you're, in the military, different types of programs that you qualify. But at 20%, you're going to get the best terms with the banks. 20% down payment on a typical U.S. home costs more than two-thirds of the national medium annual household income. The average U.S. home income, the U.S. national home costs about $188,000, say $190,000, and the medium household income in the United States, while up 5.2%, is $56,516. So you can see that 20% is a pretty big nut, and hopefully, whether you win the lottery, have been saving since you were very young, as I keep trying to force everyone to do, Or you get some money from an inheritance. That's a pretty big nut to put down. According to the Zillow Housing Report as well, almost 70% of the renters in 20 different U.S. metropolitan areas say that coming up with a down payment is the thing that's holding them back from home ownership.
And that would make sense, again, because a lot of folks say you're just one paycheck away from, what if, you have a couple of tires blow out? Okay, well, that comes out of your savings. What happens if you have a dental emergency or maybe your contract work, and all of a sudden for a couple of months that contract work dries up? You don't know. And that's why you're always so wisely telling all of our listeners, plan for that stuff in advance, assume that that's going to happen, and have that money set aside. Then you do have the option, hey, you know what? Okay, I would like to save up for a home. Okay, well, then that's a separate savings from kind of your quote-unquote, and we've got the legislative session going on, so that's in my brain, from your rainy day fund, so to speak.
Right. And again, you need to save, not just, and this is, an aside that kind of goes into it, but you have to save, not only for the 20% down payment, and know that you're going to be able to come up with that mortgage check every month. But there are some really esoteric things that people don't really think about once you actually do buy a home. If you're moving from an apartment to a home, there's a good chance that you're going to cycle a lot of the furniture that you have in that rental property, because that you know, in that rental property, have a lot of friends come over. This isn't necessarily the grade A furniture that I had. Maybe this was stuff that you inherited or stuff that you got as you were growing up, hodgepodge. There are nesting costs, and those nesting costs are not cheap. If you're moving from a two-bedroom apartment to even a two-bedroom house, you're going to have extra rooms that you didn't have in that apartment. You're going to have a living room, a dining room. Maybe you're going to have a media room. There's going to be all sorts of nesting costs, decorations, paintings, pictures, portraits. Hey, let's talk about lawnmowers because those are cheap. And then all the other goodies that are required when you own your own home. Remember, when you own your home, it's your responsibility to keep that home up. Even when you're renting a home, it's your responsibility to keep the home up to some degree, like mowing the lawn. But a lot of the other stuff is going to be taken care of by your landlord. So those are the first few things that I think are important. Do you have any, okay, as a homeowner, do you have any ideas, any other things that you can think about that are esoteric costs that people
and it's interesting. It's interesting that you mentioned that, and we're getting ready to go to a break. But there's a term that, and back when back when I'd purchased my second home, and I had some friends who were moving into some really sizable homes, they ended up and then I kind of heard this phrase all over, coining a phrase. They're like, well, we're house poor. And so they would literally have like one room furnished nicely in this big, huge two-story home with a nice pool and everything. And the other rooms were empty or just had boxes or were kind of like glorified storage. And, then they start having kids coming along. And obviously, it took them years to furnish their home. But it's so funny. I remember going into friends' homes and being like, oh, my goodness, your home is beautiful. And they're like, yeah, we just don't know when we're going to be able to afford furniture because we're house poor. So you're right. You can't just think, oh, I've got the money for a down payment. I've got the money for the mortgage. I know that I've got this monthly income coming in. You've got to think about all of the other things that go with it. You're right. Lawn tools. If you've got a pool, are you going to pay for a pool service? Are you going to take care of that yourself? And even if you take care of it yourself, there's still the cost of the equipment to maintain a pool yourself.
I have a great friend, one of my dearest friends, who owns a pool company. He does renovations and does a lot of stuff with pools, and he makes his living on it. And I said to him when he bought his home, I was like, why didn't you get a pool? And he goes, uh-uh.
are you serious, Frank? That's hilarious. I love it. Well, yeah, folks, we've got Money in the Bank with Frank, and he's calling in not from Wall Street today. He's calling in live from Vermont. We always love it when he's on. Our audience, listening audience loves it. So Money in the Bank with Frank on 620 AM KEXB.
From Wall Street to North Texas, this is 620 AM KEXB, your experts in business.
Near the bottom of the hour here on 620 AM KEXB as we're checking traffic. Disabled vehicle blocking the left lane in Dallas, 35E northbound at Manana. You're stopped to Loop 12, Walton Walker. Delays approaching 10 minutes there. Road work is still being cleared away in Irving, 114 westbound at Beltline Road. With the stoppage back to the Bush Turnpike, 161, you've got delays of between 5 and 10 minutes there. Construction work in Denton County and Corinth, 35E southbound from Post Oak to Corinth Parkway. And that's traffic on 620 AM KEXB.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show every weekday at 11 a.m. right here on 620 a.m. KEXB.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-725-1616 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-725-1616. That's 800-725-1616. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Family Healthcare Associates, serving you and your family for over 40 years. With 11 locations across the Metroplex, you are sure to find a personal physician who meets your needs. Our highly trained primary care physicians, internal medicine, and pediatric and OBGYN specialists provide contemporary medical treatments for the entire family through all stages of life, from prenatal to seniors. Visit Family Healthcare Associates at FHCATX.com. That's FHCATX.com. Or call 817-794-0031.
Now's your chance to update your kitchen and save a bunch. Go to Roden Baugh's and see all the KitchenAid appliances that qualify for up to $1,600 in rebates when you buy a multi-piece kitchen suite. But that's not all. Roden Baugh's can replace your floors, countertops, backsplashes, and your old mattresses with finance options up to $50,000 with qualified credit. Check them out at RodenBaugh's.com. Family-owned and operated since 1962, Roden Baugh's is Allen's oldest business. Mention J.P., Kathy, and the crew and receive free standard delivery.
When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce with a kick. When you're grilling on a Saturday night, you want a sauce that stays. And you'll be go-rilling, go-rilling. Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. I said Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce.
Silverback Go-Rilling Sauce. Head on over to your local Kroger and pick up some, or find us at silverbackgorillin.com. Get your gorillin on.
Yeah!
Life is complicated, but TV should never be. At Young Ideas, your local Dish authorized retailer, our goal is to make it easy on you. TV that's easy on your budget and your lifestyle. Cut the complicated cable and ease into Dish with no surprises. We'll explain it all up front, find the right package for you, and install your state-of-the-art system with professional, thoughtful service. Call now, 214-499-4285 at Young Ideas. Ask about special discounts available. That's Young Ideas at 214-499-4285. Let's make your TV choice easy with Dish. Restrictions apply.
This is 620 AM KEXB, the business experts.
Facebook Live, and we're live. CJ's like, Mom, you're on. You're live. Anyways, folks, I have my headphones turned down. Folks, welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew. Happy Thursday. Sorry about that. I didn't even realize I was live. I'm just sitting here chit-chatting away with the Facebook Live audience. Anyways, folks, thanks so much for tuning in today. Just want to give you guys a reminder. Starting tomorrow, we'll have a week off from the show for a summer break, and we will be back a week from this coming Monday, and we'll be back and ready to go and ready to talk back to school stuff and all that kind of fun stuff. But as always on Thursdays, we've got Money in the Bank with Frank, and usually he calls in live from Wall Street. Today he's calling in live from Vermont. Always has just a wealth of knowledge and information to share with us. So thank you so much, Frank, for calling in again today and being part of our family here at JP, Kathy, and the crew.
My pleasure. My pleasure. As a matter of fact, it was fun. I'm up here in Burlington, Vermont, at Captive Insurance Conference, which is really interesting information, and hopefully I'll do a segment on this. But it usually works with people that are small business owners that are, you know, construction companies, people who want to self-insure and save a bunch of money on taxes. But that's for a different day. Different day.
I was going to say, that sounds like a hot topic for when we come back and we're talking stuff for the new school year. That sounds like a great topic to cover.
Yeah, sure. So, okay, so we still haven't gotten our update from our friends at Thomson Reuters, so maybe by 7:45, hopefully it'll be in from the next break.
Love it.
You know, we're talking about renting versus, you know, purchasing your home and some decisions that need to be made. And again, keep in mind that this is for the vast majority of the country. In locations like Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, California, and New York City, most people in these three markets will usually rent their, you know, their first and primary residence. and then own a vacation home somewhere, own a place, like I'm thinking about a place in the Poconos to get away from people, you know, on the weekend. So, but for the vast majority of the nation, it's more desirable to own your home. Everyone wants to live in their own home. They live there. You own the footprint. It's yours. Homestead theory. You can keep it. So since we're talking about that, now we're talking, why don't we talk a little bit about how can I finance and how can I acquire this down payment?
That's a good one. Yes. Please attack
right,
that.
That is the biggest barrier. If you're young enough, hopefully if you're young enough, this is the first step is maybe laddering CDs, certificates of deposit to boost your savings. As we talk about on a pretty regular basis, and what's interesting is I got a really great slide that I'm going to see, I need to recreate and maybe put that up on Facebook at some point. But acquiring your down payment, laddering CDs, we talk about giving your money a job and trying to keep up with inflation. It doesn't matter how much you're saving, you're losing 3% a year, and being able to see that in a graph from, say, 2004 to now, is a significant thing. So you need to find things that are steady because, again, this is a down payment for something probably in a fairly short-term period. So CDs are low risk. They're interest-bearing deposits that can be used to help finance for a down payment in the future. Low interest rates can make CDs accumulate less interest than you intend, but at least laddering these CDs may help you maximize some gains through varying interest rates. And when I say laddering, that means buying CDs at varying maturity dates in order to get to adjust your savings as rates change. So, for example, let's say that you've got $10,000. Maybe you're going to buy a 2-year CD, which is going to give you 1%, a 5-year CD, which is going to give you 3%, and then a 10-year CD, which is going to give you 3.5%. And then as the 2-year comes up and interest rates rise, maybe the 2-year CD that you get in 2 years, maybe that's now 3%. And as interest rates rise, you get to the 5-year period. Maybe the 5-year, which was a 3%, is now 5%. So you see it takes advantage of the rising interest rates, which are sure to come eventually because we're still at pretty low rates. But with those low rates for the home, you're getting low rates on the money that you borrow.
That's a really good point. It's kind of that slow, steady climb, but something that's a solid, low risk, because I know you've talked about it on our show before in the past about high risk versus low risk opportunities for your money. So this would be a low risk opportunity to make sure that your money is increasing, but at a safe rate. Would that be fair to say?
That would be fair to say. And again, risk relies on what your time frame is more than anything else. So if you've got retirement and you're 25 years old, first job, you need to be as aggressive as possible in your retirement plan because you've got 25, 30 years before you're going to touch that money, and over any period of that length, the market has never been down. So you need to dollar cost average in and invest as aggressively as possible when you've got a long, long term. Now, if you're looking to buy a house, it's very likely that you're going to be buying that house in a shorter period of time, so you want to be less risky with that money. And that's
okay. That makes sense. Okay.
So another thing you can do is you can tap into your IRA. So again, let's say that you've been smart and you've been saving money in an individual retirement account, which is not the same as your 401k, but into a regular traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. Tax law allows you to withdraw up to $10,000 in an IRA to fund a down payment if you've never owned a home. Again, first-time home purchase. You can withdraw up to $10,000 in an IRA to fund a down payment if you've never owned a home. Also, tax law states that you can use this benefit repeatedly if you and your spouse have not owned a principal residence within 2 years prior to the purchase of a new home. So if you guys have, you just got married and you haven't owned it within the principal resident within 2 years, you can do it again.
Okay. Well, and again, this is all good advice because it kind of depending on where you are age-wise, is it your first home? Is it your second home? Is this a home with your first spouse, with your second spouse? I mean, you know, let's be real here. That's sometimes what folks are dealing with. There's different opportunities based on where you are in that particular phase in your life. So you're saying research and look into those opportunities. And obviously, a financial planner like yourself can help guide a person in the right direction, correct?
That is correct, exactly. If you've got a broker or a financial advisor, they can absolutely help you with the research and tell you, you know, based on your situation, yes, you qualify, no, you don't qualify. And in these cases, Uncle, you know, so in the cases that you do qualify, Uncle Sam is going to waive the fee for early withdrawal, which is a 10% penalty if you pull it out before you're 59 and a half. So he waives that. But you may still owe taxes on the money depending on what type of IRA that you're carrying. For example, if you've got a traditional IRA and you pull out $10,000and you only put in $2,000 and it grew to $20,000, well, you're still going to have to pay ordinary income on the growth, on that $10,000. So you add $10,000 to your income taxes for the year. So you will have to pay taxes on it, but at least you have that $10,000 to put down and you can deal with the income taxes at a later time. So that's another option for you. A third option that you can get, which a lot of people surprisingly don't know about, is you can borrow from your 401k. Let's say that you work at a company that has a 401k, you've been contributing to that 401k for some time, you've got a significant amount of savings there. This is a great option for somebody, and I need to caveat this, this is a great option for somebody who is absolutely happy with their job and plans on being there until they retire, or at least long enough to pay it back.
Which we've talked about, and we're getting ready to go into a break, but, you know, that's one of those things.
Sure.
Very few folks, you know, like my grandfather, he, you know, started with Southwestern Bell and was there his entire, you know, career. That's rare nowadays, and that's something else we've talked about. So you're right. Are you going to have this job forever and at the same income and continue to increase with cost of living raises and all that kind of good stuff?
Right, and I'll make this one short because basically you can usually borrow a percentage of your retirement, your 401k, up to $50,000. But again, as I said, buyer beware. You may have to pay it back in a hurry. If you leave that job, you've got to pay it back. But the good news is if you do plan on staying there, you're paying yourself back in that 401k, and you're paying the interest to yourself. So you're not even losing the money in the retirement because you're paying your retirement back and you're paying yourself the interest. You are your own bank, if that makes sense. And then when we get back, we'll talk about the fourth way that you can save for that down payment.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, folks. Again, on JP, Kathy, and the crew, we've got Money in the Bank with Frank. Always has great financial information. Fascinating show today. Folks, we're JP, Kathy, and the crew on 620 AM KEXB.
You're listening to 620 AM KEXB.
Disabled vehicle cleared in Dallas, 635 LBJ Freeway westbound near Forest Lane. And traffic is still stop and go back to about Jupiter Road. You've got delays in the neighborhood of 10 to 15 minutes. In Irving, an accident taking up the left lane of traffic, Loop 12 northbound at 183 Airport Freeway. And traffic is stopped back to Shady Grove Road. You have delays of 25 to 30 minutes there. That's a look at traffic. 620 AM KEXB.
Want to know the best kept secrets of saving money on real estate? Tune in to Texas Top Homes every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. DFW's number one source of real estate deals and tips, Texas Top Homes, where you can get the insider information on where to buy and who to buy from. Listen each week as they bring you guests that are experts in real estate. Texas Top Homes, where home buying, selling, and financing are simplified. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. Right here on 620 AM. KEXB, experts in business.
Hey, it's time to talk about our friends over at Total Med Solutions. We've been talking about the weight loss program for several months now, but there's much more services there. We're talking about hormone therapies, wrinkle fillers, aesthetics, injectables. That's what I just did. Take down this number, 972-460-9003. That's 972-460-9003. 860-9003 for the special Brian Glenn special. That's right. You get discount off things like Botox, Dysport, Restylane, Juvederm. All these things make you look and feel younger instantly. I know way too much about that. So don't forget, call 972-460-9003 for a special discount for just listening to this show. Go to TotalMedSolutions.com for more information. That's TotalMedSolutions.com. Do it today. Look younger instantly. TotalMedSolutions.com.
Do you suspect your teen has a drug or alcohol problem? Has their behavior, friends, or attitude changed? Waterford Academy can help. Waterford Academy has two convenient locations in Richardson and Flower Mound. We offer free drug screening as a first step to identifying the problem. Waterford Academy offers outpatient services for both day and evening schedules. Our licensed therapists use the most innovative, up-to-date therapy techniques and help your teen develop coping skills to succeed in recovery and in life. Waterford Academy's day program offers fully transferable education courses. Our programs offer family counseling and education to help you and your teen understand the disease of addiction and how to overcome it. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Let us help and take that step together. Visit WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. That was WaterfordAcademyLLC.com. And start your family on the path to a healthy future.
New Directions Counseling and Education Center is dedicated to helping individuals and families live productive lives. We offer counseling for individuals dealing with depression and anxiety, relationship issues, family adjustment issues, and marriage and divorce counseling. If you have a child 17 or under with a behavior issue or family conflict, contact our office and ask about our special 4-6 sessions at no charge to the family. For more information, call 972-680-8986 or New Directions Counseling.com.
Families are precious. We love and protect them, yet life happens. Sometimes we need a specialist to go to bat for us. If you or a loved one is in need of legal assistance, get help from someone you can trust. Michael D. Curran is a specialist in family law and criminal defense cases. Michael has practiced law here for over 20 years and will help you deal with any legal matter. Need legal counsel you can trust? Call Michael Curran at 972-569-8484 or visit collincountylegal.com. Your initial consultation is free.
Experts in business. 620 AM. KEXB.
All right, folks. Howdy. Welcome to JP, Kathy, and the crew on KEXB 620 AM. We're so glad you've tuned in with us. And if you are listening, kicking it old school or listening on like the KEXB app or something, you can go and look and listen. And if you want to share this information, because this has just been a great topic that Frank has been talking about today on his Money in the Bank with Frank segment, and that's home ownership versus home rental and the benefits and pros and cons of both. So you can go to Kathy Partridge Ward or Ensemble Financial and share that particular post. Frank, do we have any numbers in that you want to report?
I do. We do. Luckily, our friends at Thomson Reuters have gotten me some information. I'm sure the listeners will be happy. So before the bell, global markets fell yesterday as investors sought refuge in safe haven assets following exchange of more threats between United States and North Korea. U.S. stock index futures indicated a lower start for Wall Street later in the day, and the dollar rose against a basket of trade-weighted currencies. The producer price index and initial jobless claims data are on the economic radar. News Corp, Snap, and NVIDIA are scheduled to report quarterly results after the closing bell. Oil prices rose, lifted by a sustained decline in inventories, and as Saudi Arabia prepared to cut crude supplies to its prized Asian customers. That's what we got so far.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. And I always love it because I just assume since we're on so doggone early in the morning and you always give this update on a weekly basis, I've got to think we've got to be the first radio show in the country giving these numbers out. So thank you so much, Frank. And if not, we're the only one that actually has Money in the Bank with Frank reporting those numbers.
Exactly, and probably I'd say it's probably a safer bet that's the case in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
There you go. Yes. Okay. Well, Frank, we want to get back to talking about home ownership versus renting. So,
sure.
And we've got about 5 minutes before we wrap up, because I've got an announcement about a Labor Day event, actually, that's going to be coming up in the Collin County area. So I want to make sure I make that announcement at the end. But let's go ahead and get back into the discussion, because sure. I'm just fascinated by the pros and cons on both sides.
Sure. So here's my favorite one. Here's my favorite one. It's almost like winning the lottery. This is the fourth way that you can come up with that down payment for your home. Get a gift. You know, this is one time where you're allowed to be greedy and ask your parents and grandparents for some money. So the gift exclusion amount is adjusted annually to reflect inflation as of 2017. So the amount that you're able to be gifted is up to $14,000 per parent per individual. So that means that if you've got really wealthy parents or really wealthy grandparents, they can gift up to $14,000 per parent per child. So if you're if you're a couple, husband and wife, they can gift up to $28,000 if they're a couple, right? So you've got a grandfather, grandmother, father, mother. You can gift up to $14,000 per parent. So that's $28,000 per couple. So you're looking at a substantial amount that they can hand you as a gift, and you can use that gift as your down payment as well. Again, it's supposed to be a gift. You know, you don't want to mention to the lender that it's a loan, because then that ups your obligation to income, and they will not see it as a gift, and that will count against you. So again, a $14,000 contribution per parent per child, that's a substantial amount of money that could very well help you with that.
I didn't realize that it was that high. That's yeah. amazing. That's huge.
Right. And wealthier individuals use this this tax law to reduce potential taxable estates as well, right? So if we're talking substantial wealth here, we're talking about, you know, over, you know, $11 million, then you've got, they want to reduce their estates, and 50% of anything over that is going to go to the federal government and to the states. So in many cases, this is something that they want to get out of their estate, and are more than happy to help you get your first start. Maybe not wanting you to live off of what they've done, but, you know, most people want their kin to succeed, and will give you a start at the very least. So there you go. That's a part of it. And then, you know, talking about monthly mortgage payments, survey numbers come from Zillow again. The monthly home payment includes the loan principal and interest, both amortized over the life of the loan, plus the homeowner's insurance and property taxes. So you have to also take into consideration not just your mortgage amount, but you also have to take into consideration now you have to pay for potentially property, definitely homeowner's insurance and property taxes, because no one is going to loan you money unless you have both of those things. That you're up to date on both of those.
And that's a really good point, because those property taxes, they hurt. And that's what's causing a lot of senior citizens in Texas to have to leave their home that they've been in forever and a day.
Right. Yeah. And you know, keep in mind that especially in the area that you guys are in, and I know this for a fact because I just sold my family home down there in the Plano area. And I did not use a selling broker. I did say that I would pay a fee to the buyer's broker, but I sold my mom's house in 4 days without a broker. That tells you how hot your market is.
Wow.
So the struggle to find a new home is real. You may find something you absolutely like. You better be ready. You better be pre-approved. You better be ready to purchase that home, because that is a very, very hot market right now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what else, Frank, do you have to finish us off with for today?
Sure. The one thing that you guys can take a look at, if you go to the web, you can go to pretty much any place, and there are so many different calculators that will help you figure out whether or not you want to rent or buy. Tools compare the total cost over time of renting with the total cost of buying. And, you know, it includes the most common expenses of buying and renting, and takes into account how those expenses are going to change over time by applying inflation, home price and rent appreciation rates, and the rental return on investments. So, another factor in this is to make sure that, you know, opportunity cost. This is the return you could have earned by, you know, investing the money that you would have saved by renting and then instead of buying, and then taking that money and investing it into something else, over a period of time. So this, you know, there's a ton of those types of calculators online for you to take a look at.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much, Frank. Frank, if you'll hold for just 1 second, I want to make a really quick announcement for my friends in Collin County. For those of you who have been listening to the show for a long time, y'all know that I'm a former Collin County Commissioner and a former Collin County Republican Party Chairman. I know I've got a couple of my Democrat friends listening this morning. Hello. Y'all are welcome to come to this picnic, too. Maybe we can flip you. But Collin County GOP is putting on a Labor Day rally on September 2nd. From 4 to 7 at Frisco Commons Park. It's going to be family friendly, a great time to just come and hang out with like-minded folks. So anyways, I wanted to give that shout out to my friends, and I'll put the flyer on my Facebook Live feed from today, which is Kathy Partridge Ward. So feel free to tune into that. But Frank, how do folks get in touch with you? And again, folks, Frank's the best of the best. Ensemble Financial, if you have questions about your financial planning for now, for the future, and you've got to start planning now for the future, no matter how young you are, how old you are, it's never too late. Frank, if folks want to get in touch with you, how do they get in touch with you?
Sure. They can get me at the office at 212-489-1800, or they can get me on the web at ensemblefinancial.com, or you can email me at fkushner@ensemblefinancial.com.
Excellent. And Frank, thank you so much, as always, for joining us. Like I said, you always provide such a wealth of information for us and for our listeners. And we just appreciate you being part of our JP, Kathy, and the crew family. You have a blessed week, and we'll catch you when we come back from our summer break.
Perfect. Talk to you soon.
All right. Travel safe. And folks, again, we'll be going on our summer break starting tomorrow. We'll be back a week from Monday, so we'll be talking back to school, all kinds of good fun stuff with Dr. Norm Clothier that Monday. JP will be back in the studio, and who knows what's going to happen this upcoming school year, but we'll be ready to tackle it. Good luck to all of those teachers and students who are getting ready to start school. A few of them even start next week, so we just wish you the best and wish you blessings. We'll miss you guys, but please tune in. We'll have best of shows running all next week. Again, folks, we just always appreciate our listeners and our Facebook Live viewers. Have a blessed week. We'll miss you guys. And this is Kathy signing off for summer break on JP, Kathy, and the crew. Come back a week from Monday, and we'll have more live shows back, and we'll be back in studio. Have a blessed week, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
So good! So good! But I got to hear you! So good! So good!
620 AM KEXB.
This is Barbara Gill, co-host of Secrets of Successful Women.
With Dr. Neil Gallagher. Honored to be Successful Women. Saturdays, 10 o'clock, right here on 620. Barbara, why should our friends want to listen to Secrets of Successful Women on Saturday mornings?
Because we showcase a variety of women, sharing their sad stories and their glad stories.
Well, some of the women you've lined up, Barbara, are amazing. Sheriffs, doctors.
We have had grandmothers. We have had college students. We have had women with experiences.
That's right. With you called the sad and glad experiences. You don't have to be an entrepreneur. Barbara tells her own stories with Secrets of Successful Women. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. And Barbara, what do we got lined up for this Saturday? Some great guests?
Every Saturday, we have great guests. And they are getting better every Saturday, aren't they, Doc?
They are. Saturday mornings, 10 o'clock, right here in KEXB. Be here.
Back in 1993, MediShare was known as the best-kept secret in healthcare. But not anymore. Today, there are